Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. This is so exciting to the Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle. And this is, you know, I don't know how many of you just get the energy of this group. It's so beautiful right now. This is Kaya Singer. I'm so happy to be with you all today at this first, our first circle, okay? Our first circle out of six. And this is very exciting. I have some really special guests with us today that I'm going to have them say hi really quick before we move into our opening ritual. Anya D., are you here? Can you say hi quick? Quick hello?
Yes, I am. I just had to put my kitten in my bedroom because she was going to jump all over the keys.
Okay.
I am here from snowy North Carolina.
Okay. And Rebecca Skeel, can you say hi quickly?
Absolutely. Hello, everyone. This is Rebecca Skeel. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Wonderful. I'm so excited to have both of them with me today. We're going to do something really fun, really, really fun for this opening ritual. And this is a big deal, okay? For me, it is. And because I've had this vision of doing this kind of event for quite a while, I really believe in the power of women sitting together in circles, right? And I know all of you get that, right? It's just really special. I really get the power of us sitting in circles. And for me, I've sat around a lot of women's circles with a fire in the middle. And just that feeling of smelling the wood burning and looking across the fire at the faces, you know, if you've been in a fire circle with other women, raise your hand if you're in the chat, okay? Because I'd love to hear from you. Those of you that aren't in the chat, by the way, I want to welcome you all here and say hi to even the women that are not here live, but they're going to be listening to the recording. It's sort of like a whole switch in time vibration, right? Because really, we're all together, whether you're listening on the recording later, which is really right now for you, or whether you're with us right now, or whether you're on the chat, we're all together. So I would love to do this little, really fun little thing here, okay? And I have to tell you, I'm one of these people that I have trouble typing in the chat while I'm talking. So while I'm talking, I'm going to have, you know, other people. You can converse with each other, which is great. What I want to do now is actually invite all of you amazing women, all of you, whether you're in the chat, whether you are listening later on the recording, whether you're on the phone right now, I want you to just close your eyes for a second and just feel this huge circle of women we have together. There's over 300 of us that have joined this event, really, and it's growing every minute, actually. So basically, I want you to do is to close your eyes and just imagine our circle of over 300 women. And just tune in to the circle, feeling into the fire in the center of the circle, seeing the flames, smelling the wood burning. And up in the sky, you'll notice the little crescent moon, because the new moon started yesterday. So that crescent moon is in the sky, showing that building of new energy. And just for a moment, imagine you're holding hands with someone on your right and somebody on your left. And just feel the women's hands that you're holding. So we feel that we're actually in the circle together. And just feel the energy as the circle, the energy that we're holding together moves around the circle. So we feel a complete whole right now. And just breathe into that for a minute. It's beautiful. And this is how we can do this really wherever we live, right? Whether you're in Peru or whether you're in Norway or whether you're in California, whether you're in France, we have women here from all over the world. It's amazing. And physically, there's no way we'd all be able to be in a fire circle together. But here, right now, we are doing it. Isn't that amazing? So what I want you to do right now is just tune in to your own wild and wise woman, that part of you that lives right inside of you, your divine feminine. That's sort of what Rebecca calls it. It's that part of you that is just really aligned and in tune with who you are. And with the energy of the new moon, tune into an intention that you have right now, just a one-word intention, to one word that would describe an intention you have going forward right now that you could really focus on for this next couple of weeks. And those of you that are in the chat, I'd love for you to just, you know, open your eyes and write that word in the chat, whatever that word is. Those of you that are not in the chat, please come into the Facebook group. You can come into the Facebook group after the call. And if you're not already a member of the group, you can join. It's called facebook.com/wiserandwilder. And that link is also in the emails that you've been getting. We're getting some great intentional words here. Pause, heal, clarity, trust, connection. I'm loving it. Completion. These are beautiful. Yeah, and for the people in the chat, yeah, Phyllis just wrote the link up there for the Facebook group. So that's where you can also bring your words, creative entrepreneur, fearless, a big yes. I love it. These are all words, by the way, that I'm going to add to my wisdom words that I got on my birthday from many of you in the Facebook group, and they're going to be embedded in a painting that I'm going to do. A beautiful visionary painting of the wild and wiser woman, okay? And you're all going to be part of this painting. And some of you have said, how can we contribute artwork to this as well? If you've got a symbol, it could be anything, any kind of symbol. Just do a drawing of it, and you can post that in the Facebook group, and I'll include your symbols in that painting as well. Getting more and more words here from people. Connection, abundance, courage, warrior, direction, focus, fierce. Beautiful. You guys are amazing. I'm loving all the words that are coming. And these words are going to be, like I said, embedded into the painting. And all of you who are offering one right now, your names are going to go on the back of this painting. Okay? And it's going to go out to the world. I'm going to make prints and cards of this painting, and you're going to be part of it, right? So it's really special. I'm really excited about it, and I hope you all get the excitement that I have about doing this, because it is. I really tuned inside of myself and thought, how can I do a call like this and make it collaborative, right? I mean, so many of these calls, you listen to somebody talking, but you're not involved in it, and I wanted to do something where you're involved. More words still coming. Authenticity, blessed. I love it. Self-love. You guys are great. And I'm going to, you know, capture all these words, and I'll post them all into the Facebook Fire Circle page, so you'll be able to look at them all later, too. This is great. Thank you so much for and keep the words coming, okay? It's great to hear your ideas. So, yay. So one of the things about women, okay, among others, is that we really, we sit in circles together, right? I mean, whether there's a fire in the middle, there's a fire in your belly, in your womb, right? I mean, so many of you have raised your hand and said, yes, you know, you've been in so many women's circles. And what do you get, those of you who are in the chat right now, what do you get, you know, from being in a circle with other women? How does that actually support you? If anybody wants to throw something into the chat, you can say that. Because it's really one of the things I know. Yeah, Anya says, witnessing so I hear my own truth. Absolutely. You know, women are so good at witnessing. The other thing that we do as women, as we... Rebecca says, witnessing others and being seen. Affirmation. Affirmation of your spiritual self. Yeah, to know you're not alone. Support. So many of these things we learn from our stories with each other, right? I mean, women can sit and tell their story, and it's so easy to empathize, right? And you think, oh, my God, I get it. I can feel what you're sharing, and I feel something similar. I can feel your joy, your pain. I mean, this is how we all learn from each other as women. One of the things we learn from each other is stories, you know, and my book, my Wiser and Wilder book, which is, you're the first group that's going to hear about, that's going to be able to actually buy it today if you want to. I'm going to tell you about that in a little while. It's full of stories, right? It's full of stories. It's beautiful. And I'm going to introduce, you know, my two special circle leaders I have on the call with me, Anya and Rebecca, right now, one at a time. And each of them are going to share a little bit of a story. Now, Anya has a story that's actually in my book, a full story, which is beautiful. And I can't possibly do it justice by giving a summary of it right now. But I want to tell you that Anya's story really touched me because of her experience with making a lot of money and then losing it and then raising from the ashes, you know. And as women, we do that. We walk through the fire and we, right, Anya? It's amazing. So
yeah.
I'm going to give the similar question to both Anya and Rebecca, and they're going to both answer this question in their own ways through telling a little bit of a story, just a little 10-minute snippet, right? The question, and you can all think about this question as well, by the way, and I'd love for some of you to respond to this question in the chat. It isn't just for us who are talking here. So the question is, thinking back to when you first began in business, what was one challenge you had, and how were you able to access your own inner wisdom to help you through it? How was this like walking through the fire, and what did you learn from it? How does this make a difference now, many years later, and how do you still use that wisdom piece to keep you aligned and on track? So we're going to start with Anya, and I'm going to introduce her first, and then I'll introduce Rebecca. Just a few words about who Anya is. Okay, Anya D is the founder of Wealth Reimagined, Inc., specializes in mentoring entrepreneurs to evolve how they be, feel, think, and behave around their own self-defined concept of wealth. And that's a big thing for us, right? After decades of innovative work in small business and community development finance, in Boston banking, she's recognized today as an astute financial business and community strategist. So, Anya, can you come online and say hi and hear your voice here?
Hi.
Hey, Anya, wonderful. Yay. If you can talk a little bit louder, that's great. And I'm going to give the microphone to you right now so you can engage with this question in any way you want to and speak to us.
Okay.
It's yours.
Yeah, my dramatic story of how my work came to be is in the book, so I'll spare you that one, except to say, yes, I was a banker, and I was a small business banker, and I made lots of money, and I was an unbelievable compulsive consumer, and then I was involved in a whistleblowing situation and got my ass booted out of banking and lost my career and my entire sense of self and realized, oh, my God, I am totally externally oriented, and now I'm nothing, you know, because I didn't have anything that I thought was me. And went through the dark night of the soul, spelled K-N-I-G-H, because I do think it's a rescue of your true essence. And I had to find my way back, and I was terribly wounded and had no idea, because I look so good in banking. When you make a lot of money and you're successful, you don't sometimes know how wounded you are and what's driving that. And after that, so I had to figure out, you know, how was I going to get back on my feet? Well, that process is really what created my business. So when I started, so thinking back to when I first began in business, my challenge, how I was able to access my own inner wisdom. Well, I had gone from one extreme to the other, and I went to school and learned energy healing and spiritual counseling, and I was doing healing art, and I sort of threw out the baby with the bathwater. I didn't want anything to do with the left brain and numbers and money, and I was broke. I was just like had to file bankruptcy. I was evicted. You know, I actually experienced real poverty and scarcity. And so I had to bring myself back and wonder, you know, and like, what's wrong with this picture? And so I pulled out my, you know, praying to the angels. They didn't pay my rent, hanging out with fairies and all that. None of them paid my rent. And so I realized, okay, I think there's something I need to be doing here, and praying and all that is not working. So as good as it is, it's not actually helping me. So I pulled out, I had to kind of pull out my, what I had used in banking with entrepreneurs with small businesses, which was, I called mind mapping. And it was a kind of bookkeeping, a way of organizing the numbers so it shows your business income and your business expenses and what's left over and then, you know, what you're spending and saving and all of that. And I started using that along with a lot of, obviously, self-inquiry of, like, what's wrong with me, what are my spiritual beliefs, what's going on, what's holding me back emotionally, et cetera. And that worked really well for me. I turned things around. Where I had difficulty when I started to create a business around that is I felt weird. Like, I thought, people are going to think I'm so strange combining left brain money mapping, accounting, you know, business management, and this woo-woo energy healing and spiritual counseling. That was about 9 years ago. And I was just so shy about it. So I started off as a you know, my womanness told me to do, very small with a couple of people, and they were friends. And they were like, wow, you have really turned things around. Can you work with me? So I did it as not even, like, beta testing, and worked with them for a while, just bartering for a couple of years. And then they started turning things around. And the process has been, you know, to be more, you know, again, very shy. People would be referred to me. And my most difficult part is becoming more public about it, you know, becoming more not only public about what I'm doing, but why I do it and how I do it and the blending of the sort of spiritual and magical and consciousness aspects with the very grounded business management and money mapping and tracking and that sort of thing. And really the walking through the fire part was that I needed to be worked on. I mean, I personally needed to let go of the sort of, you know, family of origin desperation to, you know, to need to belong, to fit in. You know, I was relating to others for a certain response. I everybody had to love me or like me or acknowledge me or validate me. And there is no way any of us can do the kind of provocative work we're here to do, to change things, to shake things up, to question the way things have been done, to stop separating things like money, business, and soul and heart. And, you know, so there is no way we can be driven. I want to reimagine. I want to actually shake up the entire paradigm around money and wealth and work and health and all of that and community and economy and culture. And I couldn't do that if I was going to hang on to my human dysfunction around, you know, needing to belong, needing to fit in. I never fit in my family, and so it was this lifelong pursuit. If I just contort myself a little bit and tone it down, and, you know, I have 5 plants in Pisces, so I'm really good at knowing how to blend in, but that was not the work. So for me, walking through the fire is the last 5 or 6 years when I said, my soul said, we need to disseminate this. You need to have a website. You need to go public. And I haven't had a website until last night. So it's been a real process of recognizing that I needed to be worked on by my vision. I could not actually grow my vision any further. I could continue to refine and incubate my work with private clients because I feel safe with them, because it's very intimate and it's one-on-one. But when it comes to stepping out with my work and writing a book and doing group programs and teaching programs, I needed to be readied. And so it was really, my vision has worked me, kicked my ass the last 5 or 6 years until I got it. That, yeah, okay, I am not just my humanness. I am my purpose. And as much as I love my humanness and it will help me empathize with others, it can't lead the vision. It can't hold back the vision. So my walking through the fire was really about working on myself. And I thought I was pretty together. I thought I was about the most conscious person I knew. But and I was, for the level of work that I was doing, small, quiet, referral only, one-on-one. But I wasn't ready for full-on expression, which is my word this year. I wasn't ready to make this more accessible to other people who can't necessarily afford the time or money to invest in private work with me. So that was my walking through the fire, and it was quite shocking because I'm a business strategist, and I was constantly in every coaching mastermind program you can imagine, trying to figure out I just got to figure out the strategy, and that wasn't what it was about. So every strategy I came home with that appealed to my brain, I would get home and go, I'm not doing it. Doesn't feel right. You know, it was a constant, like, that doesn't feel right. And disappointing myself and disappointing my coaches, feeling disappointed because I got my kudos in the past from achievement. And this was not about achievement. This was about aligning and letting go of surrendering a lot of my human stuff so that I could be ready to respond to the greater vision and to the larger soul group that's working with Wealth Reimagined. It's not just me. And then there's going to be other humans that come and join me and work with it. So I really had to let go of kind of that control and pride of this is mine and I get to say whether it happens or not, and I need to be comfortable, and I need to have lots of spaciousness in my schedule. And I can have that, but not in the same way that I was trying to control everything. So now my wisdom piece, I'd like to say that I have lots of practices and I've got it together, but frankly, that whatever group is working, the unseens that are working with my vision, they've got me under control. Because I cannot do anything that isn't fully aligned. I am constantly seeing very clearly, feeling in my body, seeing when things don't go well, that I just need to let it go. I need to keep surrendering. I need to say nope. And then also to recognize, like, my resistance to having a website. If Tara's on the call, she could speak to it. I was in a snit the whole time. I resented everything I had to do. Why do I need a website? I hate being told what to do. And yet, you know, once I saw my website, I'm in love with it. I'm like, of course, this is going to be so cool. So people can actually get a hold of me and understand what I do. So I still have a lot of resistance, but I'm so devoted to the vision. And I just have this amazing group of unseen supporters that finally figured out how to bring me to my knees and teach me that surrender really works. And trying to make stuff happen in a willful way that used to work in my old life just doesn't work anymore.
So, Anya,
I think I've been managed really effectively over the last 6 years.
Anya, what is your new website address for people who might want to go look at it after the call?
It's not quite ready, but it's beautiful. It's www.wealthreimagined.com.
Okay, and when maybe you could type it into the chat there for people.
Oh, yeah.
Or on the chat, that would be great.
I can't believe. And by the way, I wouldn't have had it if Kaya didn't say, you need to get it. And I said, don't tell me what to do. So,
yeah,
anyway.
It is funny because I had said to Anya, well, you know, you can just get a little placeholder page, you know, just a page that says here I am with my email address. But I knew you, Anya, and I knew once you started it, you would do a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
So that was great. So it's beautiful. So thank you. Thank you for your sharing your little story here. I'd love, before we move on to Rebecca, I'd love to ask everybody in the group, what's your takeaway from what Anya shared? What did you learn from it? What touched you? What was your aha? You know, if you could just be aware of what that is, those of you that are listening. If you're not in the chat, maybe you could come back to our Facebook group, and Anya will be there at some point today, and you could share.
I will.
And then those of you in the chat, it would be great to just hear what really stuck you about Anya sharing, because it's really about listening to a story and then really what you're taking away from it. And Rebecca says, how important the inner work is to bring our sacred calling to the world. Absolutely. By the way, I have an entire chapter in my book on that topic, you know, talking about how we blend our vision with being, you know, a successful entrepreneur. And it's like I have this chart with a double circle, and the part in between is called personal growth, right? It's what we have to do. We have to deal with our stuff. This is what you talked about. We have to.
Yeah, and I just like to add that, you know, all the skills that I have, all the business skills and the money mapping skills and the strategic planning and thinking, they are all used, but as implementation. They don't set the vision anymore.
Thank you, Anya. This has been great, and we'll bring you back on again. I just want to make sure we take care of the time thing here. This has been great comments. I'm just going to mention a few of them for the people that aren't in the chat. Honoring what is in self-alignment and not doing – oops, I missed that. And not doing what is not in alignment. Right. Following my path, not the prescribed path. Yay. Learning to surrender is the way to bring in divine feminine. You guys are great. Not about strategy, but surrender and alignment with purpose. And Mary says, I appreciate her authenticity. She speaks for many of us. And there's more of it. That's a few of the comments up here. It's beautiful. Anya, thanks so much. And it looks like people have taken a lot of really good, juicy stuff from your story. So I'm going to bring Rebecca on next. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi,
I'm going to just say a few words of introduction, and then you can launch into your story. Rebecca Skeel's passion is teaching professional men and women the inner tools necessary to bring forth their great work in the world. Rebecca hosts a live event in Albuquerque, New Mexico, every August called Your Sacred Ambition, Lead from Your Divine Power So You Can Do Well While Doing Good. She's the author of You Can Make It Heaven, How to Live Your Life with Abundance and Loving, and the creator of the Heaven on Earth Wisdom School. So welcome, Rebecca. I'm thrilled that you're here. I forgot to mention this earlier with Anya. You know, I met Anya on Facebook. So some of you that wonder, is Facebook really useful? This is where Anya and I met, okay? It's phenomenal, right? And Rebecca, I met at a coaching workshop on a weekend event that we were part of the same coaching group for a while. So I've known you for quite a while, Rebecca, and you've watched me walk through the fire, you know, honestly. And that's what you do when you're getting help, though, right?
Yeah.
So, Rebecca, I'm thrilled to have you here. We've known each other now for a few years, and I'm really excited to hear what you have to share. So the stage is yours.
Thank you, Kaya. Yes, well, I've been walking through the fire along with you, my dear. Hello, everyone. I've just loved being in the chat and seeing everyone, share their thoughts and their feelings about this particular time. Also, I want to say congratulations to you, Kaya, for bringing yourself out in this way, and I am thrilled to support you and to be on the call with all these wonderful women. When you were doing the ritual of the 300 women in the circle, I just was, it just really brought up this feeling of connection and wholeness and sisterhood and all the things that I know all of us are taking to heart at this time. So the story I want to share about walking through the fire, I could share so many. I happen to have a lot of fire in my chart, so this is something I know very intimately. But I think I'll talk about 2010. I started my private practice in 1990, and I called myself a kind of a big fish in a small pond. I had a very thriving private practice. I was teaching my wisdom school. I had written my book, and everything was rocking along just fine. And then in 2010, I started getting very restless, and I didn't know why. I just knew that I felt hemmed in. I felt constrained. I felt like there was something else that was knocking on the door, that was emerging deep within. And I follow that kind of stirring very, very consciously and very honestly. It's like when something starts to stir inside of me, I'm like going, what's going on? And, of course, one of the things that we all know is a lot of times we don't get those pictures yet, do we? We don't really know what that is. So about that time, a client said to me, do you know about the crop circles? And I said, yes. Well, I think you ought to lead a workshop in England with the crop circles. And I thought, whoa. Now, that was definitely out of my realm at that time of things that were in my particular radar of what I should be doing or wanted to do. But the more I sat with it, I thought, I'm going to put it out there and see if this happens. Well, long story short, 6 months later, in the summer of 2010, I was in England with 6 participants. I was leading a workshop called Co-Creating Your New Reality, and we were walking in crop circles. I knew there was something alchemical that was going on for me that summer, and I didn't know, again, what it was. But I just knew that being in England in those crop circles had something to do with a new reality that was being birthed inside of me. So I went back home to Santa Fe, New Mexico, back to my practice, back to teaching and everything, and yet the seeds, the germination that started did not stop. And almost to a year to the day in 2011, I signed up for a mastermind. And I signed up for a high-powered mastermind, and I threw myself, body and soul and spirit, into learning how to bring my work out in a bigger way. Now, you would have thought, oh, okay, that's the end of the story. No, it's not the end of the story. Because I joined this mastermind, it had about 250 people in it, mostly women, some men. Beautiful coaching, wonderful information, all kinds of new things I was learning. And I'm a person that throws myself into something 100%, so I was going for it. About 6 months into it, however, I stopped. I ran into a wall because a lot of the things that I was told I needed to do and how I needed to do it was not fitting. It was not resonating with what Anna said. It was not resonating with who I was, with the work I really came here to do, and it wasn't quite a fit. So that was in 2012, and it wasn't until 2014 when I really began to articulate the work that I do now that things began to fall into place. So the reason that I want to talk about this is because for so many of us, and I know it was so true for me, because I was going into an area that I felt uncomfortable, that I felt like I really didn't know what I was doing, I was listening to others over my voice inside. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with that because I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And yet, at some point, though, that voice inside got very loud and it said, stop. There's something you're missing here. There's something you really need to look at. Because I work in such a deep, sacred way in my work with people, I really had to find what resonated with me when you go out into the world, when you put yourself online, when you do social media, when you run teleclasses, when you launch products. I even took a part of my wisdom school and put it online. And it's like, how do I do that and stay true to me? So in 2012, or actually in 2013, at the end of 2013, I started articulating this thing about sacred calling and sacred ambition. And I realized the reason that it took that long from 2010 to 2013 to 2014 to really get it out is because that's how long it takes. You know, when I jumped into that mastermind, I thought, okay, in a year, you know, everything's going to be hunky-dory. That's going to be the end of the program, and I'm going to know what I'm doing, and I'm going to have it all together. I loved it. Kaya said, well, what does that mean, have it all together? And, of course, that wasn't what it was at all. At the end of that year, everything that I was doing was still in pieces, all over the floor. And I was looking at all these pieces going, okay, now what do I do? And yet what I kept following was the inner. And I want to say that following the inner for me is walking through the fire. It is stepping into that unknown. It is walking almost blind, just one foot in front of the other. It is being able to see the glimpse of vision, but yet not know all the specifics along the way. And the thing that's so important about that is you've got to keep going. You know, I think so many of us, and I know I work with people who have sacred callings and sacred ambitions, we stop. We go, I can't see it. I don't know what it is. And you stop. And it's kind of like, no, can't stop. You got to keep going. You have to keep going one step at a time, one step at a time. You don't have to go running full bore. You just keep going. And yes, there is time to pause, to sit, to listen deeply within. As far as I'm concerned, that is a step, right? Yeah, that is part of the process. And yet then we need to get up and keep going. So that's my story that I would really love to share, and I hope it was helpful in some way.
Oh, Rebecca, it was a beautiful story. Thank you so much. I just took notes while you were talking, and those of you in the chat, I'd love for you to just maybe write down what you're taking away from Rebecca's story. It's so good, though, because, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, follow the thread, keep moving. Because what you said there is, you know, there's this feeling sometimes of wanting to see all the pieces, wanting to see all the specifics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't.
No.
Right?
No.
You don't always see it all. But if you hold yourself back for moving, then you're never going to see it. So it was beautiful. That's what I'm taking away. It's like you have to keep moving.
Yes. And, yeah. You know, the thing that really begins to emerge, and I do this, I say this a lot in the work that I do with, I run a mentorship now with Sacred, it's called Sacred Ambition, and people in the mentorship are following a sacred calling, and they are in the midst of bringing it out. And I really talk about that, and this has been true for me, and this is what I know about sacred calling, is that it's really about you. It is about you manifesting you. Now, when I say that, sometimes people kind of scratch their head and look at me like, what are you talking about? And yet other people get it, you know, right away. And then for others, it's kind of a dawning. It's like, oh, okay. I know what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
And so I just want to maybe leave that with everyone, too. It's really you you're manifesting. And if you keep following that, then the work that you do in the world and how you want to express that in whatever area you want to do that, you know, it will be you that you're expressing.
That's right. Beautiful. Hey, could you tell people how they can find you? Maybe your website address, you could type it in there.
Absolutely. Well, my website is www.rebeccaeskeel.com, and that's RebeccaEskeele.com. Lots of E's. But the other thing I'd love for people to do, if they're so inclined, is find me on Facebook and friend me, because I'm running a contest right now about an event, a live streaming event that we're actually doing on February 20th, which is not far. So find me on Facebook. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, and you can find her on Facebook, of course, in our group, and then you can follow the link to befriending Rebecca, which is great. So,
great idea.
Yeah, that's the best way. So, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And both of you have had so much good things to share that just have. I can hear all the pieces that are going around in people's brains right now of aha, aha. You know, and my own little story that I'm going to share, which, you know, I didn't really know what I was going to say, but it just reminded me of it. You know, how I, you know, and like many people, you know, we start out when we're younger, and we don't exactly know what we're meant to do when we grow up, right? There's that question, what are you going to do when you grow up? And I didn't have a clue. So I did what I loved doing, which was to make art, you know, and I was an art major in college, and did pottery, and then I thought, well, I need to be with people more, so I went into counseling and got a master's degree in counseling and did that for a while, which wasn't quite the right thing. And I didn't actually start my business that I have now until I was 57, right? And so I sort of when I meet people that are in their 30s, which is where I was at one time, I don't know what I'm meant to do. You know, that they're frozen because they feel like they don't see the whole picture. I think you just have to take one step at a time, which is what I realized after I started my business, that everything I've done in the past is all part of what I'm doing now. It's really phenomenal when I think about it. I'm bringing my art back and combining it with my business now. I use my counseling skills all the time with people I work with as clients that are trying to, you know, figure out how to bring their visionary business forward. And it keeps on happening, you know. It's almost like I think we're onions with layers that we have to keep pulling off, right? I don't know how many of you feel that way as well, but it's really true. It's that we can't know the whole thing. And as Rebecca said, you have to follow the thread. You really have to follow the thread. And the thread may not be clear where the thread is going, but you feel that it's moving. And if you move with it, you will keep evolving as a human being, keep evolving as a woman and doing what you're meant to do in the world. It's true. Yeah, so I really appreciate both of you for sharing. And just one more quick thing for if you're I know Rebecca has to go a little bit early, but you're still here, I think. And, you know, you both sort of mentioned something about, being aware of not just what you're meant to do that's aligned with your soul, right? But it's the difference you're meant to make in the world as well. Because I think that's true for most of the women in this group. Is that right? And either Anya or Rebecca, if you're still here, I'd love for you to just address that really quickly, because do you feel like that's a part of it for you? Is part of it is doing what you feel is right for you, but is the other part also, you know, a bigger vision of how you're meant to make a difference in the world as a whole? Either of you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How about I jump in first, Anya, and
sure.
Then you can take it away, because I'm going to need to leave here in a few minutes. I've got to jump
on
another
call.
Sacred callings are really about, and this is my opinion and what I work in, sacred callings, sometimes they're for the world and sometimes they're not for the world. So I want to say that for those of us, sometimes people feel, well, my sacred calling is really just to be, you know, the best parent or the best partner or the best person or the best community participant and work behind the scenes to support others. And that's a beautiful sacred calling. But when we want to bring that sacred calling out into the world in a business or an initiative, then I call it sacred ambition, because it takes ambition to do that. But one of the things that I know about sacred ambitions is they are for the greater good. In other words, we serve the greater good with what we're called to do. And that's really empowering, I believe, because every time that you step out in a big way, every time that you declare the truth, every time you come from that heartfelt place and say, this is what I'm up to, this is the effect I want to make on the world, you affect that change in the world. You show up in such a way that the world has to adjust to that. And so one of the reasons I do the event in August every year is so people can come together and have a place to be witnessed, to voice that, and then collectively, you know, when people get together, just like on this call with Kaya, you know, we make an impact on the world and the frequency and the vibrations that all of us are bringing forward. So that's
beautiful, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Yeah, the way you said it is just, of course, it's just how I feel, and probably everybody here gets it. Yeah, somebody said, yeah, goosebumps. Yeah, mm. Anya, do you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I would say, that was kind of the struggle and the fire I had to go through the last 5 or 6 years. I had, you know, finally this incredible work to offer that made my life wonderful, and it was transforming other women entrepreneurs' lives. But when I really looked at the whole vision, what I really wanted to do, it wasn't just about money. It was like really, really co-creating a whole different world and reimagining wealth and using wealth to create something that enhanced, kind of a rising tide wealth that enhanced everyone's life. But as Rebecca said, to step into that sacred ambition, I had to be worked. I had to become a different person. And so when you're looking to change the collective or to have an impact on the world, that's a different ballgame. And that requires a whole different set of skills and surrender and all of that. But yeah, that's where the juice is. And that's when I finally stopped resisting and depleting myself from resisting and started to really come alive when I could step into the larger vision and the bigger why. And I swear to God, we've had this conversation, Kaya, you get younger. You don't get older. Yeah. You actually get younger when you finally allow that soul juice to just flow through you. And it's a great feeling. And the sacred calling, I've had a lot of sacred callings that were really, they felt like my work, but they were really just preparing me for my sacred ambition, which was, you know, which was an interesting distinction. So, yeah, I got goosebumps from a lot of what Rebecca said about sacred ambition.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for both of you. Yeah, and I know that the reason you're here with this group, all of you who are on this call, is because not only do you want to do something that really speaks to your heart and soul, that's your soul's work, but I know you also want to make a difference in some bigger way. And that's definitely true for me, and it was my search for years and years and years, you know. And, you know, my particular personal mission, really, and the reason I wrote my book is because I feel like women, you know, we're really meant to be out there totally in our power, opening our voice, really doing the work we're meant to do with total strength and leadership. And when we get in that place, we can make such a difference, okay? And what I'm going to do, we're just going to read a little teeny bit from my book, one of the paragraphs, at the end of chapter one. And by the way, there's a little bit of Rebecca's in chapter one, and Anya, you'll find her story later on in chapter seven. And if any of you are interested in getting the book right now, you can do that, you know, wiserandwilder.com. And the book is available today for the first time. If you're in the chat, you can just click on that little pink banner there. But here's what I want to read to you. This is the very end of chapter one. Over the last 20 years, I've been connecting with a large community of spirited entrepreneurial women, like you guys, who are creating a very different model, a true women's way of doing business. Because of the freedom to control the values and culture they're creating, they've been able to venture forth and design a new path to success supported by a feminine vision of doing business. Some have even stepped out and started innovative businesses without having a clue about what they were doing. They just knew they had a vision and a strong calling to help people by putting their voice into the world in a bigger way. You'll be hearing from many of them in the following chapters as they share their stories. Are you ready to be part of a movement with other women who are saying yes to the women's way of business? Not only will this help you to create the success you want, but you'll be modeling this approach for the next generation of women. And that, I don't know how many of you get that, but that's the piece for me that is so strong. You know, my story goes sort of way back to my childhood, which a lot of ours were, you know. And, you know, when I was growing up, nobody told me that I was destined for greatness, that I needed to find out who I was and do it, right? So this is something that's developed through my life. You know, I don't know how many of you, you know, can relate to that. If you can, I'd love for you to raise your hand because how many of you feel like you really want to make a difference in the world, as Anya shares and Rebecca shared, and, you know, be part of a movement of women that are doing this, you know? I'd love to hear, you know, even if you want to share a bit about your own story, you know, in the chat or come back onto the Facebook group and do that, that'd be wonderful. It'd be great. I'd love to hear your comments. But, you know, one of the things that I've heard, especially in the in the comments in our Facebook group. By the way, the Facebook group, we have close to 160 women in there now. And, oh, my God, the conversations have been really rich. And people are sharing so much vulnerability. I'm just touched by it, right? I mean, those of you that are in the group, I know you probably feel that way as well. But some of the things that people are saying, you know I have a vision, but I don't know exactly what it is yet. I don't have the specifics. I don't quite know the steps, right? And people are feeling like they need to wait until they get clear, right? And I think that you've probably gotten some ideas from this call about how you can move forward even if you don't know exactly, right? Because sometimes we're tuning into our fears and self-doubts, and we're thinking we have to wait, right? We have to wait till we get it completely right. And I've had people say that. I'm afraid to, put anything out there because it might not be right, and people might get the wrong impression of me. I don't know if anybody's ever felt like that. And you're in the chat, you could raise your hand. I've had people say that. I don't have it quite exactly correct yet. And I tell people it doesn't matter. You know, the only person that actually worries about that is you. The other people just see you being your authentic self. And so much of that is about you being yourself, as both Anya and Rebecca have talked about, and me as well. It's about you being real in your process. And when I started doing that, I noticed that people started paying more attention to me when I started sharing the fire that I was walking through, the struggles that I had. People really like that. It makes you feel safer to be around. You're more authentic, more transparent, right? So I really encourage you all to follow that thread. Move forward, as Rebecca said, just keep taking the steps, just going for it, even though you know you've got your issues, as Anya said, you know, her control issues and other things. I mean, you just have to keep going forward. And I'm telling you, you know, my story was that I was living in New Zealand for 12 years, and I thought I was going to stay there the rest of my life. I fell in love with it, and my heart still is there in a lot of ways. I moved back to the United States because my only child moved back here. We went to New Zealand when he was 14, and he got to 17 and came back. And after trying to live there without him being on the other side of the world, I just couldn't do it. So I moved back to the United States. But when I moved back here in 2005, I was like, oh, my God, I have to get my business going here. And I immediately thought I had to be somebody I wasn't. I had to look like a business person and act like it, right? I know you're getting that, right? It's so funny. You can only laugh because I had a picture of what I thought I needed to do to look like a business person and be taken seriously, right? If anybody ever listening in the chat, if you feel like that at all, raise your hand so I don't feel alone. Because really, I did so many things that didn't work. And it wasn't until I let all that go and started being my real self, all of it, you know, and I thought, this is who I really am, you know, the wiser and wilder part, the woman that carries the staff, the one that sits around fire circles, this is the real me you're getting right now. And I wasn't showing any of that at first because I thought, it's too weird, it's too spiritual or whatever, right? I mean, oh, my God, I was completely wrong, of course. Because you have to be who you are. So that's what I bring here to this circle. That message today is be yourself. you know, look at ways you might be blocking yourself from doing your real work, from following your real vision, and let it go. And you're going to stretch, okay? Rebecca mentioned something about you know, thinking that you have to have it, you know, all the pieces are going to be together, where she realized the pieces were actually all on the floor. And that's how it felt for me many times. I thought, I have to have all the pieces together. And they still aren't together, okay? And this is the truth. Just for doing this event here, I had to hire so many people. For writing my book, I had to hire an editor, a publisher, a book designer. I've had to hire people to help me put this event together. And I was a do-it-yourselfer when I started out. For many of the reasons that you probably are, I thought, oh, I don't want to spend the money, right? But I wouldn't have been able to do my real work unless I brought a team of people in that were my spirit team. I call them my soul community. And I talk about that in my book, how you create your soul community to help you do the work you're meant to do. So anyway, I'd love to, you know, please look at my book. I would love for you all to have it, you know, honestly. It feels good to have written it. And it's actually not printed yet, but if you buy it today by following that link, if you buy it this week, I should say, you will get a load of bonuses with it that are worth getting it. You know, you're going to get an e-book that both Anya and Rebecca are in called Wild Wisdom, plus 20 other women that each have shared a little bit of their wisdom story. It's a free e-book, and it's only available to people who buy the book during this time. So, and plus you're going to get some other beautiful things that I'm giving you as a result of getting it now. So thank you for the congratulations. So you can click on that button, and it will take you right to the sales page. So thank you, Phyllis, for writing that there. We're going to end in a moment. Anya, if you're still here, I know Rebecca might have had to go off. If you're still here, if you want to end with one last word about that, you want to leave one last word for everybody before we close the circle. I'm going to bring you back on if you're willing to do that.
Sure. I just really want to stress that, you know, there's this common theme of weirdness and needing to fit in and, you know, needing to look a certain way or having, you know, weird combinations of things like energy healing and banking, you know, like, wow, that's never going to go together. And that's the goal. That's really to stop questioning it. And your weirdness, your uniqueness, your screwed upness, whatever it is, that's actually your ticket to the work that that's uniquely yours to do in the world. We're all about blending. You know, we're about blending things now instead of disconnecting everything. So
it's
get
true.
It together. Yeah.
You are so true. And I mean, when I was told by my coach that I needed to write this book, I didn't even know what I was going to write. And she just said, you have to write your real work. It has to be you. And that's what I ended up doing, and I didn't know it was going to come out. So it was really phenomenal. Come back tomorrow, everybody. We're going to have another day tomorrow, and it's going to be different than today's. Every day is going to be different, all these 6 days. Tomorrow I have Kathleen Hennigan and Luna Jaffe, who are both amazing, and it's going to be a whole different energy. So I hope that you'll all come back tomorrow. You know, for anybody that can't come back because you're at work or whatever, the recordings are going to be available. And maybe, Phyllis, you could write that link up to the page where, I mean, I will try to do that as well because you might not have that right in front of you. This is where the recordings are going to be, okay, every single day after the call. So it's Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle / thank you. And that, for those of you that are not in the chat, that link will be in an email you're going to get every day, so you can get the recording. I'd love to hear from everybody one thing you're taking away from today. Just one little, everybody that's here, that you think of one thing you're taking away from today that just really touched you, you know? I'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Rose says, I feel connected with a piece that had gone to sleep. My sacred ambition, maybe. Yeah, beautiful. Mary says, I've been guided to write every day. 750 words keeps you motivated. Ara says, it's not too late. Absolutely. Oh, my God. I just had my 69th birthday. I coincided this with my 69th birthday, and I'm just getting the real work I'm doing. It's amazing, right? Chrissy says, yes, I'm getting that the separate way of thinking is an old paradigm, and shifting into the whole and blending of all the parts of myself is where I'm being called. Absolutely. Yay. Keep showing up and keep moving. Baby steps. You guys are great. Thank you all for being here. I hope you'll all come back tomorrow and bring more of your juice. Please show up on the Facebook group today, and we'll be there right after this call to hear more of your comments. You can ask questions. Hopefully, Anya and Rebecca will show up, and if you want to talk to either of them as well. Love you so much. Thank you all for being here. We're going to have another great circle tomorrow at the same time in the same place. All righty. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Kaya.
Bye.
Kaya, do you want, are you going to start a thread on the, in the group that I could jump into?
Yes, I'm going to do that. Right.
Okay.
After the call.